Let's switch gears right now and go to the Cardio Newsline and visit with Dr. Fraud, otherwise known as Dr. Skiba, who's with the Criminal Justice Chair of Colorado State University Global. And Dr. Fraud, thanks for joining us this afternoon. This is a huge topic considering we just missed Data Privacy Day, which was on Friday. But in today's world, we can never, you know, go 2 days without talking about some sort of fraud. How bad of a problem was it in 2020?
Hey, Dan. Yeah, it's great to be on. And I think, you know, back in the day, it was a matter of, you know, if you're going to become a victim, and now it's almost like when. So I think consumers, businesses, they need to make themselves harder targets, if you will, you know, put up those different layers. I call them like circles of security because, yeah, the statistics are staggering. I mean, we know there's almost 2,000 robocalls per second. I mean, so, Dan, we're just getting bombarded from a consumer level, small business level, from every single angle.
And it's interesting because most scammers nowadays are using psychological tricks, right, to persuade us out of our money.
Yeah, and this is what I based my career on. It's quite fascinating. I mean, this is dating back, you know, in the early 1900s. George Parker sold the Brooklyn Bridge dozens of times using the same psychological tactics that the scammers are using today. You know, and basically it falls down to, you know, the power, using those powers of persuasion, you know, the sense of urgency, the, you know, fear of missing out, authority figure, you know, all those things. When you really pick apart every single scam, I see evidence of them in every single one. So people, you know, people can use those, you know, those IT tools, if you will, to help, you know, help prevent that.
And people obviously can't go anywhere these days without their cell phones. And I guess the cyber criminals have figured that out because most of these scams take part with cell phones, right?
Correct. Yeah, we've seen an incredible spike in recent years. And really, you know, why that is because it's actually quite simple. You know, firstly, the text on a cell phone is a lot smaller than on a laptop, you know, so we might miss some of those flags, like a link or a hyperlink that's wrong or a misspelling, you know, in an email or a text. But secondly, it's the psychological aspect. You know, we call it the swipe mentality. And, you know, I mean, on the phone, you might spend 2 seconds looking at a text or an email, or on your laptop, you might spend 10 or 15, you know, that extra few seconds to really pick up on one of those flags. So yeah, we're seeing a lot more crimes being precipitated via cell phone.
Okay, so we got 30 seconds. Let's give the big take-home message. Like, how can we protect ourselves against the risk of fraud? So what is the bottom line?
Dan, it's all about creating security circles. Start broad from the outside, internet service providers, network providers, slowly work your way in to your specific devices, your apps, things that are running in the background, and just slowly, you know, use those passwords, the strong passwords, multi-factor authentication. All those things will absolutely make yourself a harder target and push the criminals elsewhere. And that's what we want, Dan.
Excellent. And then give me one example, like a big, strong password. What would be a good example of that?
You know, multiple letters, digits, and, you know, using those exclamation points and those signals. But you want to change those frequently, too. And nothing related to, you know, let's say a honeymoon or a date of birth. But, you know, try to think of something totally random. You know, not Denver Broncos 2022 or anything like that. So try to pick something that's a little unique that's, you know, going to make it a little bit harder for the scammers. For
yeah,
sure.
And then trying to remember your password. That's the big $64,000 question. Do you have any advice about that?
Yeah, I mean, you can use password apps like lock apps. But really, you know, it comes down to just, you know, human memory. You know, and there are certain tips, you know, if you research this, there actually are like mnemonic tricks that you can use to actually remember these prompt your memory. But yeah, but the best advice really is to try to not keep them on Post-its or keep them anywhere that, you know, someone else could potentially hack them.
So don't use Dr. Skiba 2022-131. That's
Danny
good.
Just hacked my system.
Dr. Fraud, thanks for the time. Hey, don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you on more.
Anytime, Dan. Anytime. Thank
Excellent.
You so much.
Have a great day.